Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What up, everybody? This is Jay Celine. This is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Alyssa Ford, a.k.a. The Curve Queen.
Your boy Giovanni.
Hola. And we're back. You know, whoever said that, is that even the right way to say something?
Yes.
Whoever said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whoever said giving head was a gift that keeps on giving was right.
Well, this gift is giving and giving and giving.
Because last week we interviewed the head doctor from Legendary Oral, and people are just talking about it. Plies just posted it. World Stars posted it. Everybody's posting it. So we're getting a lot of love for her head game.
I'm sure her DM is like terminated right now, like smoking.
Gio, you legit lost the power of speech at least 3 times. Like, you, I had to move you out of the way. You forgot your job. Like, you listen, just lost it.
That was a good day to be a cucumber that day.
Well, listen, if her DMs are popping, she says she has a love for fellatio, so she could be busy for the next 2 months.
And get paid. Months. Yeah, so shout out Legendary Oral. Thank you for coming on and showing your tricks.
So I called Floyd. Mm-hmm. Floyd, I FaceTimed Floyd. He was on a yacht the other day. And I said, hey, did you see our show? He said, no. I said, go to my Instagram page and go like 2 videos over and just look at the clip. And he was like, God damn. So I wonder, that's probably how she gets her celebrity endorsements. I'm sure Plies will be sliding in her DMs at some point.
I mean, Sean Kingston slid in her DMs. Mm-hmm. Did
he not? Sean Kingston had to slide in the gym. Shout out to Sean. I know he's still working on his tax issues. Poor boy.
Dang.
But yeah, so what have you guys been doing? What have you been up to?
Moved.
How was that?
My neighbors were cocksuckers until the very end. Cocksuckers.
The neighbors at the old place.
Yeah, my old place. Yeah.
Did they have you under surveillance?
Yes, they did. The neighbor across the street, he has 3 cameras trained on the house.
Jesus.
Watched
that point all times?
All times, 24 hours a day.
That's crazy. It's like being in prison.
Watched my comings and goings of anybody who came to the house. He would report to my neighbors. He actually said to the homeowners, the next tenants that the process, the interview process, I'd like to be a part of it.
That's insane.
Crazy.
He's crazy. But the guy next door, he harassed my movers. It's just like, dude, I'm going, okay? You've driven me out of the neighborhood.
I think it's because you're young, fly, and black, and you got all these amazing young, fly, black people coming to your house.
Yeah.
I kid you not. I feel like
that was like the only color on the block.
I feel like if you'd live there,
oh, no.
I'd still be there.
You know, I still have this whole idea of the concept you gave me of scorched earth mentality.
Yeah.
I would have burned the fucking block down. Because I'm going to tell you, the day I was at your house and you had me pissed about the neighbor and that Asian man popped up, the old Asian man, I was about to give him a stroke, right? If you wouldn't have popped up, that motherfucker would have died right there on the porch.
What's the demographic of the people that's living in the community?
White.
White, Asian,
male, white, female, like, and the funny thing is, when we had our team meeting at our house, so my team, they're young girls, color, whatever. They were out on the block congregating, pointing, and telling my people where they could park, where they can't park, turn your music down.
No, it was that. Like, it was the one guy. It
and
was
that
the
woman.
It was the. Oh, okay. Well, they're in cahoots with each other. But the guy next door literally came outside, disheveled, looking completely homeless, pants undone, adjusting himself in front of 3 young girls.
Oh, he's a little perv.
He's disgusting.
He wanted some of that.
I just think that his home life, there's a lot to be, desired in his home life. So maybe, we should have Prisha go on over and,
Listen, what I would do is I would set up a lemonade stand and put her right there and say blowjobs for $5 and just have her doing simulations all day.
Or at least she could, help the wife out. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he seems to be backed up because he's an asshole. But anyways, that's been my whole life is moving.
Well, I'm happy
and nurturing this dog that I've seen all over Instagram.
Yeah.
That's her new baby.
My little Daisy. I named her after my girlfriend that passed away. Thank you to everybody that, sent me name suggestions. Some of them were really cute. Some of them were just fucking weird.
But I like when people name their dogs human names.
I do too. I
don't be calling Bruce from across the street. Bruce, come here, Bruce. Then you got Caitlin running up the street.
Well, my last dog's name was Tequila, so I mean, I don't know what to say about that. But this is Daisy, and she's like adorable.
Well,
like,
we get the window, we get the meat. You gonna bring her up here?
You know what? Right now, she's in a stage where she's eating her shit. So yeah, I don't really. I gotta hire somebody.
You should name them Stimpy.
So our fans are saying you're full of shit because they said you said you were allergic to dogs. Did you ever say you were allergic
to dogs? I am allergic to dogs. You should see my medicine cabinet. It's full of Benadryl, Claritin, and Allegra D.
I didn't remember you saying you were allergic to dogs, but they did.
I am so allergic to dogs. I'm allergic to animals.
And now you have a dog.
I've had animals my whole life. I just take a lot of allergy meds. Yeah,
I'm allergic to cats, hence why I don't fuck pussy, so I'm not gonna have medicine in my house for no cat.
I'm not allergic to that. But listen, I just want to tell you.
Sorry. The shade just comes out natural for me.
Out of nowhere. So, it is so quick.
Like, I have to cough right now, but I threw that out before the cough. Yeah, exactly.
You're going to catch a cold in your breast, Melissa. I just want to let you know that.
Well, you know, no. I don't know.
I bet you so many viewers wish they was that goddamn court right now.
They were, I felt like
Yeah, you are. Damn,
Gio, we're still talking about what the fuck we were doing.
Okay, I'm sorry. See, they distracted me. Anyway, so you.
I wish you had that type of affection for your girlfriend.
You know, hold on, man. First off.
And I saw you on somebody's Snapchat the other day at a little Christmas bowling thing with a girl, and it didn't look like your girlfriend.
That was she was with me.
Didn't look like
that
her.
That was her.
Okay, well, what's your girlfriend's name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, if that wasn't you, call me.
That was her.
I'm shocked you still have a relationship after doing this show, Gio.
I know, but
like, the fans are like, you're so disrespectful for talking about your bedroom.
I don't give a
activities.
Fuck. Y'all can watch if you want. I don't care.
I mean, but you actually said she drank cum. So there's, I don't know if there's anything else you could do unless you say you shit on her.
I just took I have a camera system that I just removed from my old, you know, house. Uh-huh. I don't think I'm gonna put them up in the new one. Do you want to borrow them?
Yes.
Okay, no, we do not need to have him having sex. No.
What do you think that looks like?
See the comment that the girl said of his. Well, wait, never mind.
No, we don't need to talk about your penis today, please.
Okay, we're not talking about sex today.
Chest congestion. I'm not feeling well already.
So that's all you did, Melissa?
Moving is kind of a big fucking deal. Like, I'm literally still, like, exhausted from the whole thing. But
housewarming party, right?
No, it's not that, I'm not big
on people coming to my house either unless we're fucking. Like, like you're staying in town and you don't have money and nowhere else to go.
Yeah. The house I just left was meant for entertaining. It had a big deck, pool, jacuzzi, you know, it was a big house. You know, I'm living in an apartment in Beverly Hills. It's really, 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 really cute. I love it. But I just feel like I'm going to kind of just, you know.
Is it just you?
It's just me.
That's good.
It's just me. Okay. Yeah. It's just me. So Gio, me and my dog.
Besides bowling with the mistress that we're going to figure out, what else did you do?
First off, that was her. I just went to Yanni's birthday party, but I kind of left.
Didn't make it. I got invited, and I even said I was going.
I love Yanni. Happy birthday, Yanni. But it was a lot of weird energy in there.
Wait, help me out. Who are we talking
about? He's a producer. Music producer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of people in there that I feel like people went there just to put their chest out. Like, yeah, I'm here. Like, it was just weird.
Hi, welcome to fucking Hollywood.
Yeah, I know, but I was there for like 40 minutes and I was out.
I am at a place in my life. I was driving down the street yesterday. We'll talk about it when I get in my thing more detail, but I had this thing where like I need to be in love with something more than this industry. And so I was like, I need to have a fucking kid. I had a whole day moment yesterday.
Well, we talked about having a kid before.
We're going to talk about it again, but not right now. So I was like, when I got invited to the party and I saw, I think your Snapchat or somebody's snap of the party, I was just like, I'm not interested in being around the cool kids no more. Somebody tried to entice me to go in Facets party yesterday. Oh, talking about, Chris Brown's here. So
people was leaving there to go there.
I don't feel a need to be anywhere anymore.
That's growth. That's growth because now you know how I feel all the time.
I think back when I used to try to drag you or, you know, Claudia, she'll stay out. Claudia got a pack bag in the back of her truck. She'll be you'd be like, meet me at the club. She's like, nigga, I'm already in VIP. Taking pictures. But I used to remember when you didn't want to go anywhere. Now, because I am so centered and so focused on my business and where I want to go, I don't want to be nowhere I'm not supposed to be. There's no check. Yeah. There. Mm-hmm. I know everybody. Mm-hmm. What are we going to talk about?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody was leaving Yanni's when his was dying down to go to the fest. And they was like, yo, let's go. I'm like, man, bro, I'm not getting in there. Like, I know how he be on some shit. I mean, he not letting me in there. So I took my ass home.
Well, you know, the one person that that actually sparked the thought in my mind about not going out, because I used to literally be everywhere. Mm. I mean, I was at every club. I was everywhere. Was Lunel. One day she said to me, you know, you have to go from being the staple of the event to the event. Like, you need to be the event. Not somebody walk in and be like, oh, Jason's at the event. Mm. You know, they need to walk in and go, wow, Jason came out. You know?
Wow, yeah. That's so very dope.
But I think when you're in that hustle, you feel like you have to network.
Yeah.
And that networking thing will just have you just, I mean, you'll pay, you buy a bottle before you pay your rent.
That's hilarious. I mean, I think once I feel like you get to where you're supposed to be, where you're getting a little juice, like, start being mystique. Like, you never see Will Smith out. You never see Denzel out.
You never see Queen Latifah.
So when you do see them, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So I do agree with on that one. So what about you, Jason? What'd you do?
So I didn't make it to Yanni's party. Happy birthday, Yanni. I actually do like Yanni.
I like Yanni.
And so, yeah, I didn't make it. But I didn't make it not because I didn't want to go. I wasn't going to go, but I ended up driving to Vegas yesterday. Me and the team drove there for a 12-hour turnaround trip to go shoot some promo stuff for Floyd's new strip club, Girl Collection. It's like, you know, when he first got it, you know, I'm the friend that's going to support you, but I'm also going to be very critical. Mm-hmm. I was looking at it first like, I just don't see it. But it actually came together very well.
What does
it
look like? How much? Okay, well, first, how much money does it look like he infused in it? Because you saw the before and you saw the after.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
He put a lot of money.
Okay.
There's like velvet wallpaper. There's like this nice rock. I can't really give you the visual, but there's like the bar is multicolor with like this nice rock behind it. And then upstairs when you go to VIP, there's like a light with a mirror and you type in a code and the door opens.
No.
And then you're in like this private lounge. With these huge ass, I mean, it's just, it's amazing. He put a lot of money into it.
Well, I hope I get to help audition these dancers.
That's probably not gonna happen.
Okay, just the
one. The one thing about him is that, you know, one thing about Floyd that gets frustrating is he says, "Trust me, I have a vision," and you'd be like, "Are you Ray Charles, motherfucker? Come on!" But he did have a vision for it, and it actually came to life. And the signage looks great. The building looks amazing. So he's doing all the finalizing all his permits and stuff. And so yeah, it should be opening first week of January.
That's good.
So is he going to do like a New Year's Eve party kind of thing? Is it going
to
be open for them?
I don't think so because he's still in Miami. He has to come back and do, you know, fingerprints and all that kind of stuff. But I'm thinking top of the year. So like right after the first.
Ooh.
So it's going to be exciting. I think the first one's going to kind of be like a who's who kind of thing. So I want us. We should be there.
Yeah. That I don't go out very often, but I'll go out for that.
That one's going to be nice.
I'll just be like sitting up in the cut in the shadows and just peeping.
Let me tell you how dope. Let me tell you. So his bottle, you know how you get bartenders pour you liquor at the thing? Mm. He has it set on machines. So you can't over pour.
It's called the Berg system.
Whatever that shit is, he got it. Mm-hmm. He's smart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting. And so I'm looking forward to it. So Girl Collection.
Oh, so the bartenders can't hook up their boy no more.
No.
They can hook them up for every drink they pay for by giving them a drink.
When I was a bartender, there was a club I worked in and we used the Berg system. So it's this thing that you clip onto the top of the bottle and then pour, and it pours a perfect shot.
Yeah.
So if you want the liquor that you know, like, you know, your drink to taste the way that you're used to, you got to put about four fucking shots into this. So as a bartender, we had six comps a night, so we could, you know, get rid of like, you know, six shots for free. Anything after that came out of our pocket. So yeah, they'll be paying for it. It's
the
expensive.
Rich has to stay rich.
That's how you do it.
Floyd Money Mayweather.
That's how you do it.
Not Floyd hook your ass up with a drink, Mayweather.
That's how you do it.
So yeah, other than that, I mean, I just really been just, you know, taking a step back and looking at everything, my business and what I'm doing, my team. And we had a really good call yesterday, and we're actually getting ready to launch a series of yacht parties around the country. So we're doing one in London, and then one in Miami, one in LA, and I think the other one's in New York. I can't remember, but anyway, we're working on that for 2017. So a lot of good things coming.
Ooh.
And just getting ready for this damn talk show.
Which people still, I sent you the video, and I get stopped all the time. And they're like,
were you at the welfare department? I mean, shout out to her. We love all our fans, but where did you find her at?
We was at Hollywood Hookah, and she said, Giovanni. I said, yeah, what's up? So I'm looking around.
You did not say it like that.
Nah, I didn't. And she's like, oh my God, I love you guys' show. Congrats. What is the news? When are you going to tell the guys? What are you doing? What's the talk? I was like, you just keep watching. But she was like, tell you, Melissa and Jason, say hi. I was like, well, tell them yourself. And then that's when I sent y'all.
Yeah, that's nice. Shout out to her. I mean, we appreciate that. We were in the mall one day, and this guy was sitting down. He was like, yo, love the show. So people are actually seeing it.
Was he a creep like that?
No, he was just like.
He was literally sitting down in the middle of the mall. We were just walking by and he just loved the show.
Like, yeah.
Loving hip hop? No. The talk. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, well, hey. Yeah. Thanks. So I know. I talked to Shaw last night.
Nice.
And we were, you know, just talking about the show and the progression and just, the interest from everybody. Mm-hmm. One particular network is not in the running. We're not going to talk about them. Mm-hmm. You know mm-hmm. who it is.
I don't know.
I know.
Yeah, you do know. Yeah.
It's the use one your mind, network. Brother. Yeah. Common sense, brother. Continue on.
But so the anticipation is really awesome. It's huge. It's really, really good.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, there's a lot of there's a lot more to come. And I flew to New York last week and met the art director. So him and I have been talking this morning about what the set's going to look like. And then we have some really amazing resumes from executive producers who have like crazy experience, who are excited about the show, that want to be mm-hmm. a part of it. So it's good that it's not just like us wanting to pump this thing out, no pun intended, but that other people want to pump it too.
Right. Well, I'm excited.
I just don't understand how Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored is going to be on television, because half the shit we talk about, like where I mean, I'm not going to repeat what I said about the fruit stand Spanish, but I just did. But there's things like we can't say on TV. Like, I just don't know how that's going to work.
Well, we got to start, I guess, toning it down. It's going to be called Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored Slight.
Kinda.
Yeah, kinda.
I don't know. I've been giving it a lot of thought, too. I have no idea.
Maybe
how
it'll just be Hollywood Unlocked, you know, and then I don't know.
Unlocked Live?
But no, because we could never be live.
No, we can't.
But the great part about it is that there's just some amazing opportunities, and there is a lot of interest from people, from what I've heard, and I'm excited that people are interested.
Yeah.
I was up late at night the other night talking with folks about it, so I'm just going to share who we're working with.
You sure you want to do it right now, or you want to wait a little bit
this
closer?
This one's solid. I can say it.
Okay.
So Queen Latifah and her company picked it up to develop it. So it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. A great thing.
People should expect it. They know how much I love her, how much I've talked about her. You know my relationship mm-hmm, with her. Mm-hmm. You have a relationship with Shakim. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it is what it is. So Floyd and Queen Latifah, it's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm. There it is, people. Yeah. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
So don't be cock blocking going on people's Instagram saying, don't bring them messy motherfuckers online. It's already happening, people. I had this other epiphany too. So somebody was saying to me, somebody hit me up yesterday. I just want to be serious for a second. Mm. Somebody hit me up yesterday on Snapchat because I was, you know, I listen to gospel music literally every day. Mm-hmm. People just expect me to be some evil, messy guy.
I definitely didn't know that.
I listen to gospel music literally every day.
All the time.
So I was listening to gospel music and I just felt this one song. So I put it on my Snapchat and somebody slid in my DM and said, this is a serious question. Do you think that God loves you since you're gay? That shit hit me in a way like I typically have never had nobody come at me like that. The last person that did got a drink thrown in the face. So I said to myself, should I respond? And I just responded. I said, you stupid bitch. Does God love you for asking for being stupid, you dumb hoe? And I blocked her. But I put not today. I scribbled not today. And I put it on my Snapchat. And I got all these messages of support and people saying like, I mean, like I literally got hundreds of people saying like that was fucked up. Like, I love that you keep it real. And I just want to tell a story really quick. Mm-hmm. When I threw the drink in Hazel's face and people didn't understand that, I agreed with the network not to go on TV or online or in interviews and blame editing or blame VH1 or blame Mona. I said, you know what? I'm going to write it out because I threw the drink. Why I threw the drink? People will figure it out at some point. So I never did that. But I was in the mall one day having done the AIDS walk last year. And this kid was looking at me. He wanted to take a picture with me. I could tell he wanted to take a picture because you kind of know when you see a fan. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So he comes over. He says, can I take a picture with you? I said, sure. He said, I'll be right back. So he goes off. He comes back with another. I can tell these are two young gay men. I mean, literally like 15, 16. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, this better not be no trap shit. You know, motherfucking being a hop out with little molest cameras. Like, what the fuck you doing?
Chris, whatever his name is.
So I'm like, okay, we're in a perfectly lit room. There's witnesses. There's white people. They're going to always believe them.
Right, right.
Y'all see these little motherfuckers trying to trap me. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So the kid comes up to me with this guy. He said, this is my brother. Can I tell you something? I said, yeah. He said, I know why you threw the drink on Hazel. Because by then she had done an interview and shared what happened. And she had talked about a relationship I had before. Mm-hmm, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she said, and he said to me, I get beat up in school all the time and called a faggot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. And then his brother said, yeah, but I tell him not to worry, because when I was his age in school, one was 19, one was 16. Mm-hmm. He said, when I was his age in school, somebody used to call me a faggot and beat me up all the time and bully me too. And I said, well, you guys have people you could talk to, right? And I'm still trying to just get this photo. Mm-hmm. And he goes, yeah, well, my dad, he beats me too because he says I shouldn't be a little faggot. Mm-hmm. And it hit me like, and I was thinking like, okay, I've never endured that kind of experience from people. Mm-hmm. I've never had anybody walk by me in the street and say, you fag or you this, you that. I just, because I never even think about my sexuality because it's not relevant. Mm. So I'm talking to these kids and the one kid's just like, yeah, you know, I tried to commit suicide, and they're like, they're literally telling me it's in Apple while I'm trying to get my iPhone fixed.
You know me, I would have been in tears at this point. I would have been falling the fuck apart, like, so, oh my God.
So I'm getting teary-eyed, and this kid says to me, even though I know you probably didn't want to throw that drink, it felt good because I felt like you were fighting for me.
That's awesome.
I say that because yesterday when she hit me, I'm thinking like, there are not a lot of people that are as confident as I am.
Right.
That really don't give a fuck. That just, you know, I live my life every day the way I want to live my life. And we have this platform. We crack a little jokes or whatever. But like, I was so like deep in the thought yesterday of just like, because I'm trying to choose a platform that I actually want to speak about and go do tours about. I'm working with this agency to like develop that now. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't want to be labeled the gay guy. I don't want to be the gay. I don't represent the gay community. Mm-hmm. But I do want to speak on like pursuing your passion, overcoming obstacles. And if that's one of them, being you and being the realest you can be, like, I just don't understand it. So I didn't understand that comment yesterday. And that really sent me, but it
was. So let me ask you something. When you read that comment from her, did it honestly hurt your feelings?
No, my feelings don't get hurt.
Well, it did something
from
to
people
you.
Like that because
it pissed him off.
What it did was it pissed me off. Immediately I got pissed off when I got the responses from people when I posted it. What I saw was, damn, there are people out there that actually get affected by this. There's one girl was like, you know, you made my day. I've been depressed because I'm afraid to tell my family I'm a lesbian. Like, there's so many people that are like living in fear of being who they are. Like, how can you live your whole life afraid of just owning the uniqueness that God created? I just don't get that. So yesterday when I was driving to Vegas and kind of in thought and talking to the team, and we were just talking about like what matters and stuff, I was like, I don't love anything more than my business right now. Mm-hmm. And if it's not going to be a relationship, maybe creating having a child, because I've been thinking about it. I'm about to be 40 years old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my brother, I love him a lot. And so maybe think about like maybe naming him after my brother or her somehow. So I was in a lot of thought about what matters. That message, that one little message prompted a lot of thought about what matters. Who people are sleeping with does not matter unless they're sleeping with you. Mm. I don't know. I've never cared about what other people were doing to that extent.
Yeah. That's very commendable, especially because when I see you, I don't see what you are, what you like. I really don't. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to find out. Like, so many people still come up to me and was like, yo, is Jason gay? And in my mind, since I know him, like, duh. But to them, it's like, you're just a person. Like, they don't even see it, like, you don't even come off gay, which is crazy.
Well, it's not even that. It's just like, for me, like, knowing Jason as long as I have, he's not defined by his sexuality. Like, he's an alpha male.
Yeah.
He just happens to, you know, like men over pussy, you know? But he's like one of the most alpha males I've ever met in my entire life, which is why people kind of get confused. But, you know, knowing Jason, he just is like, why does it it's true. Why does it matter? Like, I'm a human fucking being. I'm a man. Why does my sexuality matter unless my dick's in your mouth? You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious. I will say this. Hilarious. It didn't hurt my feelings because I would never give somebody that power. Mm-hmm. But I have compassion. Like, I'm a compassionate person. I am an asshole when it comes to business. I am fearless when I do whatever I do if I'm passionate about it. But when it comes to like people, I am compassionate. I just thought about those kids. I'm thinking like, I don't even know how I would have survived somebody like not liking me for being gay. You know, I'm a little emotional because the shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
I just, it was just really fucked up. I would never, like I know my temperament and I'm not emotional for me. I'm emotional for those kids.
Or kids around the world that's like, going through that.
Like, I never had my family, so I couldn't go home and say, oh, this has happened to me. But to go home and get beat and like want to kill yourself because you're gay, that's crazy.
Horrible.
That's crazy. So for me, and this is getting a little deep, I just feel like, damn, like let people live, because at the end of the day, what don't affect you shouldn't matter, you know?
I agree. That's why I've always felt like I've always had kind of like an aversion, and this is not to say that I've had problems with, you know, Christians or Catholics or whatever it is that you believe, whatever your faith is. But I've just always had a problem with the ostracism that comes from, you know, the belief that homosexuality is blasphemous. I can't get behind it. My mind cannot wrap around it. You know, it's just, we're all created by God. We're all God's creatures. So how can you look at you know, just like an entire population of people and look at them as if they were an accident or they're wrong. It just doesn't resonate with me. It doesn't make any sense for me. So whenever I see people persecuted for just who they actually are, it totally breaks my heart.
Well, you know, yesterday, look at the genocide happening in Aleppo.
Yeah.
This girl posted a video online where she was like, this is going to be my last video because they've killed 50,000 of us and they're probably coming to kill me. Like, to think about people that just hate people for what they believe. You know, at the end of the day, where I've come from, people don't realize when people talk about throwing that drink, if you knew my history and where I come from, man, throwing a drink is like the lightest thing that could happen.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just kind of looking at like, I don't want to feel the responsibility of like carrying everybody's burden because that's just, I'm not that mm-hmm. person. Mm-hmm. I just don't have the strength for that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look at the ignorance that I see from people, because now that I'm in the public eye and I have the exposure and people know how to find me and tell me what they think, per se doesn't affect me because I know it's not real. It's like a drive-by. They drive-by, they throw something on your page, they go. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
But the effect that it's having on people who aren't as strong as maybe you, me, is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I didn't want to give my number to these kids because part of me is like, I don't want to have that
connection.
Responsibility. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get the calls. Floyd's gotten two calls from two people who said they're going to kill themselves and then they kill themselves.
Yeah.
In front of him.
Heavy.
I don't want that. So I gave him my email. I said, listen, if it gets too crazy and you need help, send me an email
mm-hmm.
and I'll get you help.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you know, and I did condemn throwing the drink. I just said, you know, I have to learn how to cope with challenges just as you've coped with the mm-hmm. stuff that you go through. I lost it. You're going to lose it. And as long as you can recover and just stay responsible, like that's a good thing. But like, I just felt like yesterday just really... it did something for me where I'm thinking like, damn, like people are really this reckless. Like mm-hmm. you could really affect people's life because that one message, if I wasn't as strong as I am, mm-hmm.
could have
sent me a whole nother way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My sister, who I've never had a conversation with, saw because I put it on my Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
She saw and she DM'd me and she said, people are so stupid. We love you. It meant a lot because if you know her, you think I'm an asshole. She's worse than me. Shout out to Felicia. She's a crazy bitch. Bitch got a gun at work too.
And she's not a cop.
She work at the public defender's office. I don't know.
Oh.
But she's, you know, that was her way of saying I love you without us even having the conversation. Because mm-hmm. I don't feel a need to sit down and have a big open forum about my sexuality.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking my family. They don't need to be in my business. When I'm ready to show them who I'm in love with as like a real relationship, yeah, I'm going to be very open with it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Well, hats off to you, Jason.
We should probably. Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say, like, you know, because you're visible because of the show. You know, it sounds corny, but it's true. With great power comes great responsibility, and I know, like, you know, people really think that the minute that you become visible, the minute you become a celebrity, you're automatically like a role model. Like it's designated. You know, that's just what you are, and that's not the truth. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen.
What took me back to when mm-hmm. Fred put that story up about you on Media Takeout
mm-hmm.
and you reacting the way you did. I'm like, why are you? That's your thing.
I legit called.
You understand what I'm saying?
I legit called. It was the whole story about Colin Kaepernick and his girlfriend called me because they'd been listening to our show. His writer, mm-hmm. who should never call herself a journalist because she heard the word name Colin and she automatically assumed Colin Kaepernick. And I'm like, you stupid bitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said it. But I called up Jason and I was crying.
Yeah.
I was crying because it was a day after my birthday. I just turned 40. The last thing I need to be is some nigga side chick.
Are you 40 now?
Yes.
Jesus.
Oh, shit. I thought you was still 39.
I thought you was like 32.
No,
well, congratulations to Over the Hill.
Yeah, thank you.
Just say 30-10.
Thank you
very much.
Yes, this is what it looks like, honey.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
So I was like, I was really hurt because, and it wasn't just that gossip was being said about me. That wasn't it. It was the context. It was being put back into that fucking box.
Yeah.
That never fit.
I got it.
You know, and it just... Oh, it just...
No, like I said, I had a lot of epiphanies because I thought like, okay, that's your thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My thing, I've never had the gay thing, but I get it.
Yeah.
And I get like, even though it ain't real, and even though you know it ain't real, mm-hmm. and even though everybody knows it ain't real, mm-hmm. it's real to somebody. So therefore it has some type of effect.
Well, yeah. Listen, that you see Denzel's latest interview and what he's talking about as far as people when it comes to news and things like that, what you went through.
Yeah, Denzel...
People just want to be first. Even, and they just don't matter if it affects anybody, hurts anybody, destroys them. People,
as
just
long as
be
it's true for 2 seconds.
So in context, yes. So in context, what he said, he was on the red carpet, and the Washington Post stopped him and asked him what he thought that he had heard rumors. There were these fake rumors out about him switching his support from Hillary to Donald Trump. And they said, "What do you think about it?" He said, "Well, if a person doesn't read the newspaper, they're uninformed. And if they read the newspaper, they're misinformed."
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it was deep.
He be dropping. He be dropping bombs.
I was like, granddaddy, just let him have it.
And then he walked away. He said, no, but did you hear what I said?
He didn't. No. He didn't want to walk away.
Right.
His handlers were like, bring your ass on.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Because he dropped. He said, it's not even about getting facts anymore. It's about being first.
Yeah.
And then the next day on The View, Whoopi Goldberg said the same exact thing, but she wasn't even referring to that. She just said, like, we just live in this crazy world where we don't have Walter Cronkites anymore. We have Hollywood Unlocked.
Other places.
People who just put information out. And I will tell you, like, when we put stuff out, we do try to get it out first.
Right.
And so we aren't online researching and piecing stories and like, we're not journalists.
We don't have no time for that.
No, but anyway, so I can't believe I just got emotional on the damn
That's
show.
Okay,
it's all
man.
Good. It shows people that you are a three-dimensional human being, because some people were having difficulty thinking that you were anything other than an asshole.
Watch how
see, now you
much,
know.
Watch what they're going to love you even more now.
Stay out my DMs with that crazy shit, though. Don't think because I don't recognize you, you're going to slide in to get a reaction. Because block button on blast, motherfucker. And I threw these shades on for all you sensitive motherfuckers that want to keep seeing me cry. I have a heart, people.
You do.
I do have a heart.
You do, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to see that. I think the people are happy to see it as well.
Well, I think, you know, in this hustle that I'm on right now, and I mean, shit, there's a lot going on in my world. There's a lot, like, there's a lot that goes on every day. And I'm trying to, like, stay connected to my real friends so I can have that. You know, me and my friends, okay, once a month, we're going to schedule a hangout day. Like, we're all day Sunday. We're going to go to brunch. We're going to go to the Abbey. We're going to do, we just going to hang out because.
And leave your phones.
No.
Okay.
I can't.
I swear to God, me and Jason would be, I'm like, Jason, put your fucking phones down.
It is really inconsiderate. It really is.
It's not even a lack of consideration. I just wanted you to, I always want you to unplug from the matrix
yeah,
sometimes.
You do tell me to unplug, but it's hard because.
I know you're running a business, but.
Unplug.
Sometimes, just 1 hour. Sometimes, like, just not to, like, you know, pick
I did. So I had this whole goal about 2 years ago. I said, you know what? Every day, 1 hour a day, I'm turning all my phones off. So I would turn them on silent.
Just in case you accidentally look down and see you missed
it. And the world blow up,
Floyd just texted me.
See, just like,
but no, it's just like, you know, yeah.
Did Floyd just text you?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I'm learning how to stay in it, not become of it. I'm learning how to be responsible. I'm learning how to still just stay connected to, like, what's important. And, yeah, that last segment just kind of got me today.
It's okay.
But anyway, yeah, it's okay. I mean, but you have to learn in this city, it's not always easy to be vulnerable, too.
Oh, not at all. A lot of people got pride.
It's not even that.
Pride or afraid of how they're going to look.
No, I don't even think it's that because for me, like, I really don't care what people think of me. It is that when you become vulnerable to the wrong people, they take advantage of that.
Yes, and that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. It's like, this town is really tough. And, you know, I always tell people who, you know, just come here for the first time or they just, you know, they start living here. I'm like, don't let these manicured lawns and trim trees fucking fool you in this, you know, fucking constant sunshine. I was like, this is the wild, wild west. Like, seriously, people are fucking straight savages out here.
Super.
Okay? And people are just looking for to exploit your vulnerabilities and your weaknesses. You have to be really, you know, kind of, you have to have a strong sense of self-preservation. And just because somebody's good looking, or I always got to tell this to the young girls, I'm like, just because he's light skinned, green eyes, fine and shit like that.
I'm not talking about you at all.
Well, shit, I fit that description pretty good.
I'm like, that was like, that motherfucker's probably a gangbanger, okay? And he's coming up in your house and he's casing it and shit like that. And later on, his boys are going to come by. He was cool and he was cute and stuff like that. I'm like, do not be fooled by that stuff. Yeah. Don't be fooled by appearances, because this is the land of smoke and fucking
mirrors. I've been out here for 11 years. I thank God. Like, I see so many people come out here and, like, I'm moving to L.A., they come out here 3 months later. They went back home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised.
Or they stay here and stay lost.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised I have not been one of those people. So I thank God for that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The reason why I won't go home, and I promise you, I'm not getting Oprah Winfrey today. It's just not going to happen. even though this is T-Boz's channel, ain't no waterfalls coming out this month. But when I think about it, yesterday I had this epiphany that I'm like, I don't love anything more than my business. And that is sad.
That's apparent. No, that's like, okay.
No, but no, it is not okay.
You don't have anybody to love right now.
Let me say this. It's not even about loving a person or being in a relationship, because I ain't really worried about that. Like, everybody I'm talking to right now, I'm not even taking serious, like, just to keep it all the way 1,000. Because they're still younger, they're still unemployed, they're still trying to find themselves. How are you going to find me when you can't find your motherfucking self? So I already know I'm attract, and you tell me all the time, that's why she's smirking over there. I attract the wrong people, right?
What he wants out of a relationship, it's probably not going to come packaged in what it is that he likes aesthetically. Right. And I'm like, you're going to have to give something
you're
up.
You're going to have to build a bitch, bro. You know?
I've been doing that. I tell Floyd all the time. The reason why we get along so well is because I'm the gay broke version of you. Like me, if I had $800 million, I'm just telling you right now, God knows I'm not ready for that blessing right now. Mm-hmm. That's why he's saying, okay, you're gonna have to keep working for it. But I did think yesterday, like, yeah, it's time for me to really consider a family, like a child, not a family. Because I was telling somebody, they were like, so how are you gonna do it? We gonna hire somebody to help us. I'm not gonna go fuck no pussy. What am I gonna I would have, but the preparation for my dick would have to be like, okay, Tommy, first of all, we gotta talk. We gonna go deep sea diving real quick.
Oh my God. Yeah, no. Oh my God.
Because the fear of actually liking vagina is crazy. Because then, like, now I'm bisexual.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second here. You're afraid that you might like vagina?
No, because I have
vagina?
An addictive personality.
Yeah. Because if your first time gonna be that,
I'm not that, even. No, that, it's, not my, not, it's not my first time.
Well, excuse that's me. Hilarious.
It's like the Destiny's Child reunion. We coming back for one more round.
Well, make sure she ain't got no cocaine pussy. That's some addictive pussy. So
because not even guys get me sprung like to where I'm like, oh my God, I can't do nothing. Like if you know me personally, she knows. And Lisa's even pulled me aside to ask me questions. I have a lot of people that I deal with. And I'm gonna leave it at that.
Did you see the face? Did you see his face analyze every thought?
Because I'm trying to think. Because I want to be respectful. Because I would never talk about nobody drinking cum or anything like that on the show.
That's hilarious.
But you know what, you mother lover. But you know what, go to hell.
But I did steal one of your quotes and I put it on my Instagram.
Okay, what was it?
And I didn't give you no credit.
It's okay.
But our fucking fans went and they were like, "That's Melissa's comment."
Ah, that's hilarious. I love you guys. What did you say?
I deleted that bitch too. Like, bitch, I'm deleting yours. This is my comment today, bitch. I said, what did I say? Oh, I said. Fame is a byproduct of success.
Okay, yeah.
Fame should be
that
a byproduct.
That is some bullshit. Yeah.
Because I feel like, okay, I'm going to say this, and I'm not meaning to piss anybody off. Let me preface with saying, I love Christina Milian.
Okay.
I like her. I think she's beautiful. I love the fact that she's Cuban. I love her mama. I love her sister. I love her brother-in-law, Dom.
She's an awesome girl.
I like her.
Yeah.
I have been trying to get Christina on the show. Mm-hmm. She told me she wanted to do the show.
Mm-hmm.
She passed me off to her handlers to get her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we still ain't got her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on Instagram Live the other day, and she was in there chatting. And I was like, hey, love you, love you, love you. And she was like, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, but you need to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because your people ain't got you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just disappeared. But the point is that
don't wait. She might be nervous.
She ain't got nothing to be nervous about because we like her.
Yeah.
True.
I like her.
Christina, we do love you. We do love you up here, and it's all fun, and everybody leaves here, you know, happy that they did the show. Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
Now,
so you don't have to be scared. I'll keep Jason in check if that's what you're worried about.
And I'll let her. If Nelly comes on the show, it's probably going to be some explosive ass shit. You tried to slap me. You called me Cat Daddy. You was doing a lot.
He should come on the show and just like make light of it.
Well, you know, I know his daughter very well.
Because it's funny.
I used to be attracted to Nelly.
Nelly's very attractive.
Till I heard how he fucked my friend in a closet like it was a rape scene in a movie.
What?
I ain't going to say her name. But anyway, it was hot in there too.
My God.
Yeah, so anyway, I digress.
Anyway, I know his daughter very well. Shout out
Nelly.
Nelly.
Oh, I thought we moved on.
No, I'm just telling you. If you want to set that up, talk to me. I can talk to
you. Nelly knows the show. If Nelly, you are welcome to come on the show. Just know that we are going to have a real lively debate. I heard he's a great guy. I heard he's a nice person. Everybody that knows him, except for one person, says good things about him.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't going to say no names.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you can come on the show.
He's a Scorpio like me.
Miss Jackson can't come though.
No. Well, this is the reason why.
Yeah.
We kind of have an allegiance over here.
They support Mayweather because he pays them to pay, support him. Let me be very clear. I am his motherfucking friend.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride for my friend. Even if it's a friend that I'm not talking to, I ain't going to say no names. I'm still going to ride for them too. Because at the end of the day, we are friends. I'm not a fake ass friend. I ain't a temporary friend. Until you betray me, we friends.
Mm.
Well, friends fight. Friends fall out. Friends may not talk for a while. There's a best friend of mine who never made time for me when I go home.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden has time for me because I'm on TV. Mm. I know what that is.
I know a few of those.
But like I told him, you're my real best friend. Mm. And you're really being fucking fake right now.
Mm.
So I'm still your best
friend. Was that what your post was about the other day?
That was some other shit.
Okay.
I flew somebody out here.
Again? Listen, man.
It's
an addiction. Okay? He has...
My business name shouldn't be Hollywood Unlocked. It should be Carnival Cruise. Because I have given away more vacations than anything. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to talk about the person because they're probably watching the show, but I just can't deal with anybody that's not smart.
Mm. I agree.
Yeah, me neither.
I agree.
And I'm... Okay, anyway, so...
Hey, so I heard Floyd's going to be on Power.
Yeah, I've known that, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
I was with him in 50 in Vegas. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, they were talking about it. Yeah, he's going to join.
Like, he got Power. a reoccurring role?
I don't know
role.
The details of it. I just know that he's going
to
be on it.
I would do it. Well, I'm not going to say that. I would love to get an audition for Power. That's dope.
Fucking audition. My best friend is friends with the fucking executive producer. I need to be on that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. 50, I need to be on
50
that.
Good playing. Queen Latifah, shout out to her. She's starring in the show Stars. Mm-hmm. It premiered last...
Tonight.
It
comes on tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's good, though. I saw it.
Really?
It's good. Yeah, it's really good.
And LaMaya Scott is the lead in that. Plays Queen Latifah's
daughter, I believe, or something.
Like, who is she? I keep hearing about her.
Do you say son, daughter?
No, you say daughter.
Daughter. Okay, but is the transition part of the storyline though?
I don't think so. I don't know. People are gonna have to watch.
Okay, so we're confused. So we need to watch. Yes. And it's very intriguing because you don't know who actress is. Her name is
the light skinned girl, right?
King LaMaya Scott.
Okay,
that's her name on Instagram.
What is she known for?
For being a transsexual.
Yeah.
Wait, the light skinned chick?
Beautiful.
No, that's Sydney Starr.
Okay,
I'm actually doing an interview on Sydney Starr's talk show tomorrow.
I don't know.
Anthony Cherry and her have a radio show.
Okay.
Not a talk show. Sorry, a radio show. So I'm going to go on there tomorrow.
Okay.
Should be interesting because I have a lot of tranny questions.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Well,
I think Gio might too.
About what? Anyway, shout out to the Says podcast. I just did an amazing podcast with them. They did a whole exclusive on me about a thing that I got coming out. So it was very, it got deep because my girl was in the room with me. So we talked about sex because it's a lesbian couple. Mm. So we talked about sex. We talked about.
But how are you talking about sex if y'all ain't having sex?
That we talked about the fact that we wasn't having sex.
Do you think that the spark in your relationship is fizzling?
Nah, not at all.
Really?
Nah.
I just don't ever want to be in a place where, see, and that's part of. Okay, I'm going to say this from a straight male perspective.
Mm. Wait.
Men like new pussy. They do.
No, I don't know.
They do. And just like, I like to be with new people. I mean, I'm promiscuous, but I'm safe. So I can say that. But I'm promiscuous. And I kind of feel like, when it dries up, like, what do you do?
I'm not going to go into it.
Y'all play Uno? Or
we actually do play Uno.
Oh, my God. You know what? You and your girlfriend are lesbians, okay? You guys are fucking lesbians.
Yo, that's our favorite shit. Like, we get home, we have a nice little glass, and we be going in. We do, like, a good 2-3 hours in Uno.
But the winner should give the other one head. It should somehow, there should trisect into it.
You know what it is, man? I'm not even going to go into
call
it.
Call Preisha.
No, go into it.
Call Preisha.
No,
okay,
I watched that shit
over
with my girl, and my girl's face was crazy.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask a question. Your girl did not have the desire to try to, I don't know, outdo her?
Oh, no.
Because your face was priceless.
No, I was like this.
Bullshit. I was sitting here watching you. I had to move you out of the fucking way.
Everybody say, look at old boy face. Like, he looking like he ready to risk it all.
Yeah, that's exactly what you look like.
Yeah, yeah, no. And everybody else was saying, why is Jason eating on that cucumber like that?
I didn't see those.
Yeah, they was on there because I was hungry and that was a lot going on right here. I ain't gonna lie, that made me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, your face was like...
Your face. They were talking about your face,
and
too.
And you had the nerve to gag like you was doing
wait,
some
my
shit.
Friend, no pun intended, my friend Lee was watching the show and he was like, wait, did you see Melissa's face? I said, no. So we rewinded. He was like, she is reading her for filth right now. Your face, it didn't look like you were reading her. It just looked like you were like, not me.
But you gagged a little bit. She said,
oh my
and
God.
And I said, what? You ain't doing shit?
Yeah, you did say that.
Okay, so listen. I think she is a dear, sweet woman. I really, 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 really liked her. I did.
And oh, she sounded all clinical and shit.
That's what I loved about her.
And she had on the white doctor coat.
Listen,
she
was I loved her.
The bitch was in full character.
Yeah, I loved everything about that. Let me tell you what I learned from watching her, okay? Because technique-wise, I'm good. I'm doing just fine over here. I didn't want to show. However, what I did learn was apparently there is no vanity in giving a fucking blowjob because there was... just water coming out of every orifice of her entire face. Like nose,
eyes. Was there stuff coming out of her nose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like snot?
Yeah.
And then she sucked it all back in, right?
Yeah.
That's why I gagged.
Wait, when she was sucking in all the fluids,
I was like,
was that fluid coming from her nose and her mouth?
Everywhere, bro.
That's why my face was the way that it was. I was like, okay, I didn't get that memo.
And then when she sucked it back up, that shit went right back perfect. Like,
wait, she said the person that threw up on you should have swallowed it.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So she let you know from the beginning, I ain't no motherfucking rookie.
No, she brought a hair clip for a cucumber, okay? Fucking hair clip.
But I tell you this.
I was like,
I tell you this. A motherfucker sucked my dick, throw up on me, and suck it back down. Everything is over. Get out. You gotta go. It's over.
No. I watch a lot of deep throat face fucking stuff. That shit turned me on, so.
Okay. Hey, so yeah, man. Y'all know Megan.
So what's going on? There's a lot happening in the news.
Well, you just told me something that I didn't know, that the Electoral College is 23 votes away from possibly revoking.
I saw them online today, and I read and I watched on The View. Shout out to Whoopi Goldberg. Mm-hmm. You know, she's an almanac of. Is it almanac?
Almanac.
Okay, whatever.
She's a wealth of information.
Yeah. So apparently there's like 23 votes required to revoke Trump as president. So people are now saying, would that be undemocratic to disrupt the electoral process or the democratic process of electing your president? So she listed off things that Joy listed off things today on The View that would disqualify him. Do you have business ventures in other countries that could compromise national security? Do you whatever the thing?
Do you like to grab women by the pussy?
It was basically the conflicts of interest, and there were a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So the question. So there are things that qualify under the Constitution for them to actually make a change.
Should have known all this shit before even considering this brother.
Okay, there's just so many things, you know, so many stories kind of floating around Trump. First of all, Melania Trump is fighting a story by the Daily News that where she was basically they said that she was an escort and that she'd suffered a nervous breakdown. So she's suing them for $75,000.
That's it?
Girl, if you don't take
care. Yeah. That's like a bag.
That's her toilet paper money.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's one thing. Two, Kanye West has resurfused and he is now...
Well, let's start with saying thank God that he's okay.
Yes.
He made it out of the mental hospital and seems to be back to normal.
Yeah.
You know, had a bottle of peroxide applied to the hair, which was...
He has a Bart Simpson hair.
Yeah, no, I know. I saw it and I was disturbed. Okay, so now he is, you know, buddy-buddy with Trump. He actually brought the cover of Time with Trump on it for Trump to autograph.
Yeah, we posted that.
Ugh. Okay, anyways, whatever. And then Trump is, you know, singing
his... I like your hair like that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Big curly hair is really like a movement.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like...
Just... It reminds me of Chaka Khan, and you know she's been commenting about our show.
No!
Chaka Khan.
I love Chaka Khan.
She watched the B. Slade interview, and she commented about it.
I love her.
It was a
Chaka Khan. Yeah, she was like, I love... She told him, I love you.
Okay, good.
But
okay.
Yeah. But
anyway. I love her. So anyways, Trump and Kanye West are besties. And Trump... And so basically, you know, Kanye's gone on record to say that he didn't vote, but had he voted in this election, he would have voted for Trump. And he went to go talk to him about, you know, just situate, you know.
He might be trying to get some money up out of him.
Well, I heard that he's going to be performing potentially at the inauguration.
Eye roll.
Take this L.
Yeah, I don't know.
So can I tell y'all something?
Yeah.
Ready? I was invited to the inauguration.
Oh, by your Dallas.
I was invited. Oh, yeah.
By the Dallas billionaire friend of yours.
I was invited, but I just said, no, I don't know. I would say, listen. Here's my thing on Kanye. There's no context around why they were meeting. Mm-hmm. It looks like a publicity stunt. John Legend, who was brought in the game by Kanye West, sounded off and said it's a publicity stunt. He denounced his hooking up with Trump and said that it was nothing more than a publicity stunt. Yeah, I mean, part of me is just like, okay, this is the craziest thing I could ever imagine. Donald Trump is our president. The Exxon CEO as our Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that?
Yeah, no, I did. And Mike Huckabee, he's former Arkansas governor. He basically said that whole Kanye West Trump meeting was a diversionary tactic away, you know, so that it would divert people's attention away from the fact that that's who he, you know, basically appointed as Secretary of State.
And not only that, Trump was supposed to hold a press conference to actually talk about all these appointments and the conflicts of interest with his businesses and everything, and he canceled it.
I don't think the American people really understand what they've done.
I think they're starting to understand. And I think the scary part is we have it potentially for the next 4 years. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we're getting updates from Trump on Twitter is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, why not release it on your website?
Yeah.
Why tweet it?
Because he likes Twitter so much, because he is a complete and total fucking narcissist who just sits up and watches Saturday Night Live. I'm surprised Alec Baldwin, I think I've already said this, but I'm just going to reiterate. I'm surprised that he has not had a hit put out on him. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked because he is really, really, really upset about
congrats to Alec Baldwin, who just won the Critics' Choice Award.
Yes, congratulations to him.
I missed that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a good award ceremony. Viola Davis was awarded.
She looked great. She was wearing Hollywood Unlocked blue.
Yeah.
She was
wearing this blue. Hollywood Unlocked blue.
I tweeted her. I was like, hey, girl, thanks for the promo. I know it was for me.
That's hilarious.
She didn't tweet me back.
No, she looked amazing. Sterling K. Williams Black. What's his last name? Dude who played on...
Moonlight?
No. People versus O.J. Simpson. That just continues to win awards. Courtney B. Vance.
They won every... John Travolta won.
John Travolta won for
he
that?
Won, he didn't get to give a speech. But in the credits, where it goes to commercial, it said he won something.
Oh, okay. Because he was looking real salty, like he hadn't won shit. Like Sarah Paulson had continued to win for her role as Marsha Clark.
Did you watch that series?
Oh my God, OJ Simpson? Yeah.
I watched every single one.
Every single episode. I watched
it
twice.
Homer Simpson?
I said OJ Simpson.
Oh, I was like...
I watched it. That was amazing television.
I was surprised at how good it was.
Cuba Gooding was amazing.
It was so,
everybody.
And he hasn't won anything.
Who? What?
He's been nominated, but
Cuba?
He has not OJ. Won.
When y'all, Cuba.
He was not won for his portrayal of O.J. Simpson.
Yo, he killed that shit.
Yeah, I know.
Did he kill the O.J. role?
Yeah, he bodied that role.
At first, you were like...
Because you didn't really see it. Because the boy looked like Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, oh, Courtney B. Vance.
And the woman looked like Marsha Clark.
Yeah.
And the other guy did look like Christopher Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
and Kim Kardashian's pops. That's David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was great casting.
Yeah. But the reason why people were like, it seemed like a really over kind of animated performance. But then all of these documentaries started to come out on O.J. Simpson.
After.
And you really started to realize... He's really acting like O.J. Simpson. Like, that was him behind closed doors. Like, he was a true fucking, like, self-absorbed narcissist.
Cool.
You know?
O.J.
O.J. Oh, yeah. And he really genuinely thought that he had... Well, I mean, I guess he had every reason to feel like he had transcended race until this case came along. But he was... I don't know. Cuba was great.
Well, hopefully Cuba gets noticed.
Speaking of, I have a Cuba Gooding Jr. story. I'm going to tell you a minute. But speaking of O.J. Simpson, Khloe Kardashian's on the cover of GQ magazine. It's his daughter.
Mm-hmm. What?
Wait, what?
What? Wait, hold on. Wait. Hold on. No. That's been a rumor for a long time.
She looks just like him, though. Go look at the cover. I'm telling you.
So let me just say this, okay?
Chloe.
Biologically, as a child, you get your height from your father, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if you see Kim and Courtney and everybody who
Chloe big ass is up here.
If you see who Robert Kardashian's children are, they're all like, you know, 5 foot, 5'1", 5'2", and whatnot, because he was not a tall man. Chloe is like 5'11".
But didn't she ask for a blood test?
I don't watch the show. I don't know.
She said she didn't want to take it, but OJ said he would take it. Somebody said they would take it.
Wait. Oh. I'm like, oh, okay.
Chloe Simpson is on the cover of GQ magazine. Okay.
There's
rumor that he was smashing Chris.
Oh boy, Google is your friend.
I never knew this.
So listen, my Cuba Gooding Jr. story. Mm. I was at Shamar Moore's house. If you okay for the audience, only because we love you. The thing I love about our audience, they say, "Oh my God, this show's so real." It tells you all the real shit going on in Hollywood. I'm about to tell y'all some real shit.
Butt naked or bounce. That was the name of the party,
but
right?
It is a butt naked or bounce party, but his parties are typically butt naked and bounce after 7 p.m. Before 7 p.m., you're okay. Yeah. Everybody's there drinking, getting fucked up, lacing you up, getting ready. And I haven't seen Shamar do drugs and all that, so it's not one of those things. A lot of alcohol. Mm-hmm. I'm at his Encino home. I'll put the address online later. Mm-hmm. No, I won't, because I've been banned from the party.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, this is back in my drinking stages. So one day I go to Shamar's party. And I was in love with Shamar from Young and Reckless as a kid. So I'm like, oh shit, you know, I'm about to come up in here and become his best friend.
Did you just say Young and the Reckless?
Is it Young and the Reckless?
Is Young and the Restless.
You're talking about the clothing. You just gave the clothing store a plug.
Young and Reckless just had their prom. I'm sorry. Young, because that was on my mind too.
Okay.
Young and the Restless. Young and Reckless. Whatever. Shout out to drama. Okay, so I go to the party and I'm chilling, whatever. Me and my friends are there and we're kind of like looking around like, what the fuck is going on here? So I get faded and I see Cuba Gooding Jr. walking by the pool and he doesn't have a haircut on. And I mean, he doesn't have a haircut. So he literally looks like Radio. Remember the movie?
Yeah. Where he was mentally disabled. Challenged. Yeah.
Retarded like a motherfucker.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. By the way, the other day I was at the bank and this little midget was in front of me. And so when it was her turn to go, she couldn't see because she was behind the sign.
Did you pick her up?
I tapped her to tell her to go. But you know how typically you tap somebody on the back like this? It was like a tap way down here. After I tapped her, she said, thank you. She walked away. I felt like, oh, that felt weird. But anyway. So Radio is coming towards me, right? And I'm like, yo, what's up? So I'm like, Cuba, you know, I'm a big fan, you know, Boys in the Hood and all that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I had just come from my barber shop. I had this new barber. So I had cards in my pocket. I pulled out the card and gave it to him and said, here's a good barber.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even think I was being rude. But when he walked away, my friend was like, nigga. Fucking rude. So later that night, New York from I Love New York, Tiffany Pollard, she shows up. Shamar comes in the kitchen. I'm like, Shamar, this is my friend Tiffany. Tiffany, this is my friend Shamar. Have you met Shamar?
Yeah.
How did he greet you? Were you in public or private?
No, it was public. I've never been to Buck Naked or Bounce.
The minute you meet him privately, it could be you. It could be you. It could be you. He's going to tongue kiss you.
What?
Yeah, I've heard that many times.
His tongue is going down your throat. Shamar Moore, I swear to God. So I say, hey.
Him?
I'm just on one today. I said, Shamar, this is my friend New York. New York, this is Shamar. He's like, hey, girl, how you doing? And he goes, give me a hug. So she goes to give him a hug, and he sticks his tongue down New York's throat.
And what'd she do?
She tongue kissed his ass back. But she was like, what the fuck is going on here? Long story short, I get so drunk. I'm outside. I'm walking by the pool. There's this bougie-ass girl fixing her hair on her phone and being Hollywood. And I'm like, bitch, let your hair down and have some fun. So I rush her like a fucking football player. I grab her. I run, grab her, and jump in the pool with her while she's on her phone.
You.
I'm by the door drinking.
Have you ever met Jason when he like the faded Jason?
It's a complete
Jason?
Rage.
Nah, it's complete.
I'm in the doorway and I'm looking at
he
her
puts
like
hits out on people and shit like that.
So I go. By the way, my hitman called. They need some money. So if we got anybody, they're I'm by the door. I'm like, she's so fucking. I'm like, hold my phone real quick. She's on the phone doing all this. But I run, grab her and jump in the pool with her. So she gets out. She's livid. Motherfucking, she's cussing. And the party's like, you know, like when the DJ goes, and the music stops. So she gets out and she runs over and I'm chasing her. And so I'm chasing behind her like, come here, come here, come here. And so she runs in the house. I run in the house. Now there's water all over his. He has cherry wood floors. Mm-hmm. Beautiful kitchen. Water's all over the house. And this girl comes to me. She said, I'm going to throw you the fuck out. I said, you ain't going to throw me out. Because by this time, I think me and Shamar are in love. And it's my house. So she's like, okay. So next thing, Shamar comes up. He's like, you need to leave. Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Yes.
So Shamar's like, I was like, listen, I'll have my cleaning lady come and clean. I'll pay for the damage. Like, please, I'm a fan, you know. So he was like, okay, you can stay, but stay the fuck out of my house. Like, stay outside. I was like, okay, okay, okay. So I left the next day. I go get this amazing birthday card because it was a birthday party. And I write this long-ass note in it, and I mail it to him, and he never mailed me back, but whatever. That's my Shamar Moore.
Yeah, them butt-naked bounce stories, man. My, yeah.
You ever gone?
Nah, I've been invited, but, you know, when I found out, yeah, I just, yeah.
Yeah, so.
When you found out what?
Nothing.
But listen, listen, I, because this show about to go all the way down. We're going to have CBS on our line in a minute. I think that, I mean, if I was Shamar Moore, and I was rich, and I had that house, and I love beautiful things. There's nothing wrong with telling everybody they had to take their clothes off.
Like, is everybody getting naked? Is there a large percentage that's getting naked?
Yes. From what I've heard,
guys,
yes.
Girls?
Yes.
Now, is it any fucking going on? Or is it just a big old debauchery party? Or is it?
Side note, I was banned from Shamar's house. I was at Jamie Foxx's house later, like a year later.
You got banned there
working,
too.
No, I got banned there too, but let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. So I go to, I'm at Jamie's house and I'm chilling, you know, because whatever. I'm in the party. And Zena Foster was there, by the way, and Tank. They were in the pool. And so I go in the party and I see Shamar and I'm like, fuck. So I go to somebody, I go, is Shamar going to be here for a while? And they were like, yeah, this is Shamar and Jamie's party.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, fuck. Okay, I'm fucked. So I go over to the bar. And so Shamar comes up to me and says, I need to talk to you. I'm like, about what? He was like, I got a bone to pick with you. I was like, you don't have a bone to pick with me because you couldn't. And he was like, well, you know, somebody said you came to my house with a bunch of dudes. I said, and that's a problem?
Oh, that's funny.
I said, I came with two girls, and the girls happened to be with me at Jamie's house. Mm-hmm. I was like, with them. Mm-hmm. And security escorted me out of Jamie's house. Whatever. I've been back since then, so I ain't really tripping.
It's all right.
But
Jamie lived way too fucking far anyway.
To get kicked out. What, you drive an hour to Jamie Foxx's house and then get kicked out?
You hot.
Mind you, I have broken my ankle at Jamie Foxx's house. Or what? Tore my Achilles tendon. Yeah, I fell in a ditch and I
that's that 30-year-old nigga, Andrew.
That was me down in a bunch of Nouveau, and then Drake was performing on the roof, and I'm like feeling, I'm in the party, but I forgot I hadn't eaten that day and I was taking shots.
You was there?
I was in the ditch. Was in the ditch.
I heard Jamie Foxx tell that story about when it was like when Drake first came out.
Lee was there with me. Lee had to get me home. I had just had
I was in the ditch.
I fell in the ditch. So I'm leaving the party and I'm on my way to the car with one shoe because I lost the other shoe. And this girl says to me, "You fucking asshole." And I'm gonna just leave y'all with what I said to her. I said, "Fuck your ovaries."
Okay.
She said, "What?" I said, "What good are eggs you can't scramble, bitch?" That was drunk Jason.
Asshole
Jason.
So I get in the van and I'm completely drunk because you have to take a shuttle from Jamie's house down to the front because he lives up on a hill. Mm-hmm. So I get in the van and I have to throw up now because I fell in a pool. I fell in a ditch. I tore my Achilles tendon.
I lost a shoe.
I told a girl to fire ambles. I punched the World Star truck and spit on the driver. So by this point, I'm just out of control.
Dang.
He's like a drunk white college girl when he's drunk, okay? That's what he's like.
Except I don't get raped.
No. That's true.
That part. So I get in the truck and me and Lee is sitting in the truck. And Lee is like, please just hold it together. I was like, fuck that. So my barber gets in the truck. My old barber. He gets in the truck. I go, that's my barber right there. And then he was like, I ain't that nigga barber. So I'm like, whatever. So I tell the guy, pull over. Let me go. Get out. I got to throw up. He's like, I'm not pulling over. I cannot pull over. I got to go. I said, pull the motherfucking car
that
over.
Accent.
I'm about to throw up. I can't pull the car over. You need to come down. I said, okay, cool. No, but I got you. Pulled my shirt out and threw up all in my shirt, and the throw up is coming out the sides of my shirt.
Why would you throw up on yourself?
Hold on, because I was still trying to be classy. I was still trying to hide the throw up, so I throw up in my shirt and throw up. I mean, and it's not like a little puke. It's like, it's like it's pouring out. The throw up is falling all out of the sides of my shirt in the car. People in the van are jumping up, climbing, like trying to get the fuck away from me. You know what I was doing? What I say? Told your ass to pull over. I didn't get banned from Jamie's house after that. Anyway, it was nice talking to everybody today.
Before we say bye, we got to say congrats to our friend Megan Good for reprising the role of Foxy Brown in the Hulu series. So that's big.
Yeah.
That's really big. So congrats, Megan Good.
Yeah, congrats, Megan.
And Devon's EP in it.
Oh, really?
And she's producing.
Keeping all the money in the house.
Love it. Can probably get an audition. Anyway.
And I can't even get a motherfucker to pay for dinner.
That's funny.
And also, we're going to be taking a short hiatus. I'm going to Europe. I'm going to Paris and London on Monday.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, I got shit I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll still be available by text and email.
Does it involve a boy?
No.
Okay, good.
Not at all.
Okay.
Nope, but I have a lot of fans in London. Like, they hit me up all the time. So I have fans that I'm going to meet while I'm out there.
Okay.
Was the team going with you?
No.
Oh, okay. So this is all right.
Nope.
It's a boy.
It's a no.
It's a little Paris, Paris boy. Nope.
Just like Melissa went to Belize, I'm going to London.
Mm-hmm.
On that note.
Uh-huh. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a great holiday.
Bye, bitches.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.